Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise be the song.
Tuwebaza Katonda.
We thank the Lord.
Olw'akaseera olw'akatwongedde.
For the good moments added us again.
Jo waliwo eyabadde akali azaama.
Yesterday someone tried to steal it from us.
Ensolo yabadde egezaako kali azaama.
The beast tried to steal it from us.
Twogera ku nsolo.
As we speak of the beast.
Twogera ku mwoyo gwa Sitaani.
Talk of the spirit of the devil.
N'ebikolwa byago.
And its works.
Ebitali bya butuukirivu.
Of unrighteousness.
Bwe bwakabaka bwa Sitaani bwewo.
It's the kingdom of the devil.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye tugenda kuba leero tutandikirawo.
But we're going to begin immediately today.
Awatali kulinda kulala
kwonna. Without any more waiting.
Nyali ya Mukama wafu Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Tweyongera n'okulaba enkoza Sitaani.
We move on to see the schemes of the devil.
Eri Katonda ne yekkanisa.
Unto God and to his church.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
we still winding up to separate the spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the spirit of the devil and his works of unrighteousness. And at the same time, we begin to see the right Christ and his church that which moves in the saints.
To separate it
from the false Christ and their churches, those which move in buildings, and they only have members, yet they are not all ministers.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in this moment, like we last heard, that in explaining the fourth beast, the kingdom of the devil, the spirit of the devil,
Roman Empire.
That known as the Roman Empire. We were warned
and
we were told this battle is not of flesh and blood. It's not between you and your brethren. It's not between religions. Neither the beliefs.
It's
between darkness and light. Life and death. The blessing and the curse. God and the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now
don't dare fight your brethren as we get explained of these
words.
When we see the fourth beast or the kingdom of the devil, the spirit of the devil,
Roman Empire,
that was known as Roman Empire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But we told
you the midst as we see this beast, there is an image of it. The image of the beast, which is known as the Roman Catholic Church, together with the many religions, just as you will see them. And we also had the part B within it. The beast with horns like of the Lamb of God. And it manifests miracles. Now that's the false church of salvation. Which hands seeming like of salvation, and they also have miracles like of Christ. Now we're going to be looking at, for in that are many beliefs, those which appear like Christ, and just as salvation. Praise Jesus so much. We're going to be explained of that. But in getting explained of them, they told us immediately the battles between darkness and light. Light is the God, and darkness is the devil.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Omusana ye Katonda.
Light is God,
and
that's knowledge.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Ekizikiza ye Satan.
Darkness is the devil, who reigns people in ignorance, and he puts sin upon them, and he takes them to the destruction, which reaches in the lake of fire. But God is the light. It's the light. It's the knowledge.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Daniel's
as we begin in Daniel 7.
Daniel 7 from verse 4.
Daniel 7 from verse 4.
Daniel 7 from verse 4. Eyolo bereberye, yalinganga emporogoma. Erange lile biwawatiro byempungu. Nentunula okutuusa ebiwawatiro byayo, nebyamanyibwa. Neyimusibwa okuva mu nsi. Neyimirizibwa n'ebigere bibiri ng'omuntu. Neweebwa omutima gw'omuntu.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's get back brief at verse 3.
Daniel 7 verse
3.
N'ensolo ennya ennene ne ziva mu nnyanja, ne zirinnya ezitaafaanana zokka na zokka,
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. He saw four beasts and they came from the sea. But they did have the same likeness. They appeared in different ways.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We surpassed
the first three beasts.
We
saw a beast in form of a lion, the kingdom of Babylon.
We saw
the second beast in form of a bear.
Medo-Persia.
That is Medo-Persia.
Then kuraba ensole iyo kusa.
And we saw the third beast,
Eringengo,
which is in form of a leopard,
yetuategira ko bulonyi nti ye Greek,
which we realized as the Greek Empire. And right now we have to see the fourth beast,
Roman Empire,
which is known as the Roman Empire.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
Gena kuraba makuru manji.
You're going to be seeing much importance.
Ngaba kugambi.
But they have told you.
These
beasts come from the many waters.
All
along we put off the mystery of the many waters.
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus.
And
we explained it's not the physical waters.
And
even the beasts. It's not the physical beasts.
According
to what is said, Revelation 17, verses 15. The many waters where these beasts come from.
That against the way that
they mean like this.
Revelation 17:15. Nangamba anti amazzi ge walabye omwenzi watudde be bantu n'ebibiina n'amawanga n'ennimi.
Yes, we have
praised Jesus.
And you can say
that this beast
erange kuliddwako omwenzi
we have the adorable seats on. When you read Revelation 17, from verse 1 to 10,
yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Because
the waters, you see where the beasts come from.
These
are clans, nations, and languages. They don't expect a beast to come from the waters. Just as others have been shown on the televisions, in the different visions.
You
expect that beast coming out of the water. In the wisdom, when you go back to the Babylon Empire, and it was a beast, we never saw it come from the physical water. The Medo-Persia, did it come from the water? Or it's the Greek which came from there?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now the many waters, they mean clan, nations, and languages. And the beasts, they try to show the kingdom of the devil, the spirit of the devil, and it's based within the people
all
over the entire world. It's to mean clans, nations, and languages.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Maybe
even the multitudes.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. That's why in Daniel 7, from verse 3, Daniel 7 from verse 7,
Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo, ne ntunula mu ebyo bye nayolesebwa ekiro. Era, laba, ensolo ey'okuna ey'entiisa era ey'obuyinza, era ey'amaanyi amangi ennyo. Era yalina amannyo amanene ag'ekyuma. Yalya n'emenyaamenya n'esambirira ebyasigalawo n'ebigere byayo. Era teyafaanana ng'ensolo zonna ezagisooka. Era yalina amayembe kkumi.
Praise Jesus.
Akugambye,
he's told you this fourth beast we headed to see, it was very different from the ones which were before. What amazes, it had iron teeth. Have you ever seen an animal with iron teeth? We are heading to the guns and other things.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. That kingdom
had
already begun to manufacture weapons. And they began to shift from swords to guns.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
The Roman Empire.
That's the Roman Empire. Those iron teeth you hear to be able to destroy and to devour. We shall see the ten horns. Here the government of the devil had begun to prepare very well. It had already chosen out the best ten among the fallen angels. But we are to look at each one little by little.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Roman Empire.
Roman Empire.
Is the one we are
focusing much
on.
But in home,
in Daniel
7:23, when they show the beasts, don't expect the usual beast.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus. This is the kingdom of the devil, the spirit of the devil. And it makes people appear like a distinctive beast or animal, an unusual animal on the world. For it has characters which cannot be realized well. Just as you see now, a woman marries a woman, and a man moves on with his. Man. There is no animal which does that.
Yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus. Now, a human being has become an unusual animal. And it shifted from the image of God to appear like an animal which is unusual. By the spirit of the devil using them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you move on Daniel
7:23,
the explain of this beast in this way.
Daniel 7:23.
Nayogera
bwati nti, ensolo eyokuna eriba bwakabaka obwokuna mu nsi, obutalifaanana ng'obwakabaka bwonna, era obulirya ensi zonna, era obulizisambirira, era obulizimenyaamenya.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. He said,
ensolo eyokuna,
the fourth beast,
bulibeera bwakabaka obwokuna,
it will be the fourth kingdom.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. But so far we have seen the first three beasts. The first beast appearing like a lion. We understood it's the Babylon Empire.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Which was reigned over by King Nebuchadnezzar and his son.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. And we heard the second beast, which was like a bear. That we know as Medo-Persia. It was reigned over by King Darius and King Cyrus.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Then
and we entered the kingdom of the fourth beast, third beast.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Which is like a leopard. That we knew as the Greek Empire.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Greek Empire, we have vowed.
But after the Greek Empire,
there
arose the fourth beast,
or
the fourth kingdom,
Roman Empire,
which is known as the Roman Empire,
yes, we are singing,
which the Lord Jesus met on the earth. And in truth, up to today, it's still moving on. It's never been phased out. But what it did, it made an image of itself. It's called the Roman Catholic Church. And they put in it many other religions to be able to reign. At this little moment, they raised up things appearing like salvation. They plotted another beast in the midst of the other major beasts.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Now, as we get explained of that, they show that the fourth beast, it will reign till judgment will be in place. Until the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
But
when we speak of the beast, from the clans, nations, and languages, which we spoken of being the many waters, we speak of the spirit of the devil. Remember, the devil has no independent spirit. This thing is just plotted and faked.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He and his fallen angels,
he
tried to put in place what he calls his spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Or
his kingdom. In quickness, we are bending to you. That in the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, the spirit of God is the kingdom of God. When you look at the side of the devil, the spirit of the devil is the kingdom of the devil. Like we have seen in the kingdom of God,
The
Spirit of God is the kingdom of God.
Let's read here
and we hear.
Matthew 12:28.
I want to get explained the things very well.
But
to get enough light.
For God
commanded light of knowledge shine in darkness.
Matthew 12:28. Obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubajjidde.
Yesu yabazi.
Praise Jesus.
Omwoyo wa Katonda bwaba yalabisiddwa.
The Spirit of God has been manifest.
N'ebikolwa ebyo obutuukirivu.
And His works of righteousness.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda bwamaze okulabika.
The kingdom of God has appeared in our midst.
Naye ate singa.
But if
omwoyo omutukuvu n'ebikolwa ebyo obutuukirivu tebirabisibwa mu bantu.
The Holy Spirit and His works of righteousness never manifest in people.
Bateekwa okuba nga balinamu omwoyo omulala ogubakoza.
They must be having another spirit using them.
Ogwo omwoyo ogwo omubi.
That evil spirit.
Wegulaga obwakabaka bwa Satan.
Is what shows the kingdom of the devil.
Era nga gugenda mu maaso n'okukoza.
And it even moves on to use.
Abaana abajeemu.
The children of disobedience.
Nga bwe twawulira mu Efeso essuula ey'okubiri.
Like we heard in Ephesians 2.
Onye olisooka pakulokisa.
Verses 1 to 3.
Katusomeyo tuwulire.
Let's read there and hear.
Abefeso essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Ephesians 2 from verse 1.
Era nammwe yabazuukiza bwe mwali nga mufiiridde mu byonoono n'ebibi byammwe bye mwatambulirangamu edda ng'emirembe gy'ensi eno bwe giri okugobereranga omukulu w'obuyinza obw'omu bbanga omwoyo gukoza kaakano mu baana abatawulira.
Yesu
yebazibwa
nti gwe mwoyo ogukoza mu baana abakyo.
That is the spirit working in the children of disobedience.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus.
Era bwoba tokulembeddwa mwoyo wa Katonda.
You are not led by the spirit of God.
Obeera ku side y'omwoyo gwa
Satan. You are on the side of the spirit of the devil.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus so much.
Kubanga ayogera mu Baruumi 8:14.
For he speaks in Romans 8:14.
Abakulembeddwa mwoyo wa Katonda.
Those led by the spirit of God.
Be baana wa Katonda.
They are the children of God.
Naye ate tuwulidde.
But we have heard.
Waliwo omwoyo ogukoza abaana abajeemu.
There is a spirit working in the children of disobedience.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Omoyo kwa Satan.
The spirit of the devil.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So je tugeza ko kuleta joli.
What are trying to bring to you?
Je abantu basinga balowoze nsore je afu tukeyo.
Many people think the beast will arise from out there.
Omazi
in out of the physical waters.
Je tani kobo kubonya abanya abantu.
It will begin to devour and persecute people.
Na yo kubonya wenzi bwa kubadde
webbanga. But the persecutions have been on for a long time.
Bange nsore ye badde
webbanga. For the beast has been all through.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Omoyo gukoza abana
abajeemu. The spirit working in the children of disobedience.
Ogumanyiddwa ng'ensolo.
That known as the beast.
Obwakabaka bwa Satan.
The kingdom of the devil.
Kiyabazibwenya.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bw'otunulira mu Danieli.
When you look in Daniel.
Tuddeyo ko wali.
Let's get back.
Bw'otunulira mu Danieli essuula eno
ey'omusanvu. When you look to Daniel 7.
Onyola omusanvu.
Verse 7.
Ne batulaga ensolo eno bw'efaanana.
They didn't show us the appearance of this beast.
Baajogerako bo.
They just spoke of it.
Bozi baagamba inama ye amanyo ga kyuma.
But they said it has an iron teeth.
Nga inama ye mekumi.
And the 10 horns.
Naye tugenda mu kubikulwa batulage.
But we are going to go to Revelations and show us.
Tutegelwa kubanga efaanana.
It is meant to appear how.
Daniel essuula ey'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Daniel 7 verse 7.
Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ne ntunula mu ebyo bye nayolesebwa ekiro. Era laba ensolo ey'okuna ey'entiisa era ey'obuyinza era ey'amaanyi amangi ennyo era yalina amannya amanene ag'ekyuma yalya n'emenyaamenya n'esambirira ebyasigalawo n'ebigere byayo era teyafaanana ng'ensolo zonna ezaagisooka era yalina amayembe 10 nakebera amayembe era laba ne wamera mu ggo ejjembe eddala ettono ne mu maaso gaalyo asatu ku mayembe ag'olubereberye ne gasimbulirwa ddala era laba mu jjembe eryo mwalimu amaaso ng'amaaso g'omuntu n'akamwa akwogera ebikulu nendaba okutuusa entebe lwe zaateekebwawo n'omukadde eyaakamala ennaku ennyingi n'atuula ebyambalo bye byali bitukula ng'omuzira n'enviiri ez'oku mutwe gwe ng'ebyoyo eby'endiga ebirungi entebe ye yali nnimi za muliro ne bannamuziga baayo muliro ogwaka omuggo ogw'omuliro ne gutiiriika ne gufuluma mu maaso ge enkumi n'enkumi baamuweereza
ensolo eyo
eyokuna manyiddwa nga Roman Empire
erina okubeerawo kwegamba okufuga kwayo kwalagibwa nga kwakubeerawo paka mu
His reigning was shown that he's moved till the day of judgment. And don't think the Roman Empire phased out. It's still around. But its reigning has been freaking us and changing it.
Yes,
it
was.
Praise Jesus.
You
have shown us of this beast, and it has 10 horns. And they showed us the iron tooth.
Now
we want to get clear how it appears.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus. Revelation 13. They show us its appearance.
Revelation 13
from verse 1.
Neguyimirira ku musenyu gw'ennyanja. Nenda binsolo ngeva mu nyanja erina amayembe 10 n'emitwe 7.
They have begun to explain to you.
Ensolo yennyini
the real beast Daniel saw. The kingdom of the devil.
Roman Empire.
Which is known as the Roman Empire. Revelation 13. Apostle Paul, Apostle John,
he
moved on to see the same beast. And it had 10 horns and 7 heads. This time he began to explain how it really appeared.
Yes,
he
was.
Praise Jesus. They say it too was coming from the many waters. We realize what the waters mean. These are clans, nations, and languages. And the multitudes.
Where
you see people gathering, who would have been 2 or 3, and
they
would have gathered for the sake of God.
But
they have not gathered for the sake of understanding God.
You
know that group is someone governing it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
You're not going to be able to come
mass. We're going to get explained more of all this.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
We shall get explained of the 10 horns. And we shall explain the one which came and broke away the 3. Most of these we got to understand them before. Even the heads we shall realize them. Right now we get explained that beast, how it appears.
And
how is it appearing even today? If it's the Roman Empire, it's never phased out. That beast is around. But you may see it. If you have spiritual eyes, you'll be seeing it clear. Once you get opened up the eyes of your understanding, and the much light shines for us, and the light of total understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on to Revelation 13. Revelation 13, verse
1. Elina mayembe 10 n'emitwe 7. Ne ku mayembe gayo nga kuliko engule 10.
Baongedde okunnyonnyola.
They have moved on to explain.
Engule 10 ku maki.
10 crowns
mayembe
on the horns.
Ezo tubijabira mu Lord of the Rings.
Those which are seated in the Lord of the Rings. And
you'll
be surprised where the Roman Catholic uses so much a crown on their heads. You'll understand it clear. You know, Catholic is an image of the other beast. They lie to us that it has phased out, but it's the same.
Yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus.
We're
going to prove that. Those are setting us that we get back the first beast and the wound heals, that it comes back.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
They
are saying it has 10 horns. Crowns. I expect your marking clear these things. Revelation 13 verse
1.
He given us blasphemous names. Those two we are to understand them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You'll
be surprised of many things.
For
those blasphemous names,
you
may ask yourself whether Paul left a church on this world.
Or Saint Peter
left a church on this world.
For
all those you to understand
them.
For that you call Saint Peter. They of the Roman Catholic know whom they mean.
Jupiter.
That is Jupiter. The one they call Mark is Mature.
As you said, Stephen's church.
Those Saint Stephen's church.
You will Satan.
Realize them that these they are for Satan.
The
God of the Romans was called Satan. You
are
to know all this. Now, when they tell you blasphemous names, don't be surprised. They are not only in those religions.
You
reach in the beast which appears like a lamb of God, which has horns like of the Lamb of God. It has those blasphemous names.
Now,
the gift which would have been on a person like a miracle maker,
you
find a building with the name Miracle Center Church.
But
that building is not the church.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. You're going to see the many. But
they
told you don't get an axe.
Don't hold
an axe, neither a panga. You first sit down, get the light of knowledge. For we're fighting with darkness right now.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. Maybe you entered in them without knowing. All your powerful fathers were in that before. And you too said religion of my father. And you got in it.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. But I request you that you take a moment of being careful. This beast, the big bro,
that's
we stood the name of Peter Blasphemous.
For
there is even the holy city.
But
the holy city, the real one, is in Jerusalem of heaven. But you find the pastor put on a holy city. I don't know where you go, that's where the Holy Seed of God is. You'll find medicines and they are called forever living. Tell you the medicine we can make you live forever. The kingdom of the beast, that beast is existing.
Its
blasphemous names are very numerous. That's why when we begin a ministry, we've never begun a church. Christ is the one who began the church. We begin ministries for we are given different expressions. But we build on the church Christ began to build.
You'll
be surprised those who begin churches what they begin.
For
Christ is the chief cornerstone. And we as living stones build on him. Buildings, I don't know where you got to call them churches. And all those are blasphemous names in this world. And you may not see them. For what the devil did put people in the world of darkness, the world of ignorance. Became followers. The church they are told to be disciples. They ended up being followers. And they say you are a follower of so and so. And you too rejoiced and delighted in that. We have to see all that. But let me tell you, that's why we told people to put axes and walls aside. That we first get the light. If they want to hold weapons, let them know the ones of our warfare, they are mighty to demolish strongholds. For even angels are already ready for this.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. They wouldn't have sent this light when they are not ready. But they warn every person
to
join on the devil to get in the flesh to fight.
For
he, the devil, the battle of heaven, he failed on it.
There
is no battle we can win.
Now
we request everyone who was out playing, hoping to be on the side of the devil, that you run when it's still
early.
For there is still a day called today of joining on the light of understanding of God. That's the Lord Jesus. Let's move on with Revelations.
Revelation 13
verse 2.
yalinga efaanana ng'engo.
Akati okusooka.
Now first.
Ensolo eno yagatta version zonna ezaasooka.
Joined all the former versions. You first read and finish it. Revelation 13 verse 2. First put it appeared like a leopard. It joined all the first three versions. The first three beasts. They all enrolled in this to make the form the fourth beast. Revelation 13 verse 2.
N'ensolo gye nalaba yali efaanana ng'engo, n'ebigere byayo nga bya ddubu.
It had a feet like of the bear.
Tugenda kulaga ensolo eno ngeri gye yakolamu.
We're going to show you how that beast appeared.
Stanley bwe yalaba nga bagenda bamuzuula. Stanley bwe yalaba nga katonda tumulwanisizza.
At the time the devil realized that the children of God have discovered him,
yagenda ng'akyusa version.
He moved on to change his versions. Of his weapons to destroy the children of God. Revelation 13 verse
2.
The mouth was like of a lion.
We are going
to understand even that. Dragon gave it its power.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. Now, first and foremost, this beast to appear like a lion, its greatest portion, to appear like a leopard, its greatest portion. We know this was a beast in the former seasons. The version of the spirit of the devil. Let's briefly get back to Daniel 7.
Daniel 7
verse 3.
N'ensolo ennya ennene ne ziva mu nnyanja ne zirinnya ezitafaanana zokka na zokka. Ey'olubereberye yalinga ng'empologoma.
Which mouth did we see like a leopard?
Now you're
going to write like this.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Praise Jesus.
We've
seen that beast,
Roman Empire,
which is known as the Roman Empire.
Yes, sir, yes,
sir. The fourth beast. Its mouth, it's like of the leopard. It means you're going to write like this.
Roman Empire.
Roman Empire.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Fourth beast. Bring our board and we write on it.
You're
going to see how the
beast
appears. Join the first three and out of it got one.
And
added more designs in that.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
But
when they see the fourth beast,
Roman Empire,
which you know as the Roman Empire, its mouth
will
be like of the lion.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Its mouth never changed. That is the Babylon.
Babylon Empire.
The Babylon Empire itself. It's what speaks.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. All the voices, all the harshness and rudeness,
drinking
blood and eating private human parts, the human hearts and other body parts of a human being.
Roman Empire, the
Roman Empire never changed that at all. Up now they eat stillborn children, they eat human hearts.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So to the world, auntie, no,
don't think the devil changed so much.
But
he thought all of us don't understand. But the children of God, we are in here. Those who have the Spirit of God. I
think
you can write this down yourselves.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. We have said,
according
to Revelation 13, the mouth of this fourth beast, that known as the Roman Empire.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Tugami and Solene Yokona.
We say the fourth beast.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
ensolo eyokuna,
the fourth beast,
gitwalanga Roman Empire.
We take it as the Roman Empire.
I expect
you write in your book.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We've seen Daniel 7 verse 7.
But explaining,
we
looked at Revelation 13, verse 1 and
2.
And they told us, the mouth of that beast, the fourth beast, known as the Roman Empire, it's the mouth of the lion. And we looked that the first beast in Daniel 7, verse 3 and 4. Praise Jesus.
They
told us the first beast, it was like a lion. Praise Jesus so much. And they told us that's the Babylon Empire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
what do you try to remind us? That the fourth beast,
Daniel 7:7,
the Roman Empire. But what is in Revelation 13, verse 1 and 2, its mouth is like of the lion.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now with Daniel, Daniel 7, verse 3 to 4, that first beast, it appeared in form of a lion, known as the Babylon Empire.
It
means of the Roman Empire, the one used as their mouth to speak and to drink blood. It's the Babylon.
So in Kora za Babylon,
now the ways of Babylon,
they
moved on, joined together to create the Roman Empire.
Yes, it was when you
praise Jesus so much. Let's proceed on. What we move on to explain to you, this fourth beast
is
known as the Roman Empire.
Yes, it was
praise Jesus so much.
When
they say its mouth is like of the lion, don't be there such much and be confused of that. You go back, know the first beast is what appeared like a lion. You know that that beast, it's the Babylon Empire.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It means what?
Roman Empire.
That the Roman Empire, God all spirits which worked in Babylon, and it joined it in it. When we study ahead there, the gods of the Romans, they were the same as the gods of the Babylonians. They just changed their names a little. And that those who appear like gods of the Medo-Persians, even the Greek, right now they change the thing according to where it best reigns, where the spirit of the devil best reigns, and even to build more of their kingdom. That's known as the kingdom of the devil. Why does it appear in form of a beast? It's to fight with the image of God within the people and to fight with the saints. With the saints on the world, we are there fight people get back in the image of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Reaching the image of God created them. Now the spirit of the devil, it moves on fight with that more than way of people be able to remain in the image of God, that they can appear like beasts, animals.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
when explaining Daniel 7, verse 7, the fourth beast,
Roman Empire,
and it's the Roman Empire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
they come in Revelation 13, verse 1 and 2. And they say, at its mouth, the mouth of the fourth beast, it's the mouth like of a lion. All that speak and the talk of the Babylon, all the blasphemy, it remains.
Roman Empire,
the Roman Empire just added ingredients in it.
Now
the spirit of the devil is the same. But it moved on, join all its work to be able to get more empowered in the many schemes to be able to hinder human beings to get back their home country in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Today, Daniel 7.
Let's get back to Daniel 7.
Daniel 7 from verse 5.
Daniel 7 verse 5.
Yes, you was good.
Praise Jesus. Let's repeat this verse 4.
Daniel 7
verse
4. Eyo rubereberye yalinganga empologoma. Irange rinedi wawatiro byempungu. Nentunula okutuse ebiwawatiro byayo. Lebyamanyibwa neyimusibwa okuva ku nsi neyimirizibwa n'ebigere bibiri ng'omuntu.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Batutegeezezza bulungi.
They have told us clear
ensolo eyokuna
that the fourth beast,
obwakabaka bwa Satani obwokuna ku nsi,
the kingdom of the devil on the world,
obumanyiddwa nga Roman Empire,
that known as the Roman Empire,
bwaga omumwa gwabo,
its mouth,
wajjayo enkola za Babylon
it
Empire,
brought out the ways of the Babylon Empire, and it remained to operate in the same thing.
Yes, he was
praise been. Jesus.
So, what about the Roman Empire?
That's why you see the Roman Empire, which reached to reign all the through the world. It was able to reign over them all. Because three territories had been joined and they made out one empire.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Umoyo kwa Satani ngakujoinize mitima kugamba abantu bonna bonna mawanga bonna nebikane nnimi.
Peter the devil had joined all people in the nations, clans and languages.
Abasobola okukakanira omwoyo gwa Satani.
They can humble down the spirit of the devil.
Okusamira n'okusinza ebyefaananiza.
Worship devils and to worship things appearing like gods.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Naye nga twajjukirako ekintu.
But we remembered one thing.
Babylon Empire.
The Babylon Empire.
Kubera mufaananyi ky'empologoma.
The image of the lion.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
It was
joined on the Roman Empire.
The
work of moving as they seek whom to devour, it didn't end.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
And
to explain briefly why the mouth of the fourth beast is like of a lion.
Babylon Empire
is to say the Babylon Empire.
Missions
say that the other missions were not phased out. The devil through that kingdom to seek for whom to devour. Like
it's
written in 1 Peter chapter 5 from 6 to 8.
1
Peter chapter 5 verse 6.
Kale mwombekenga wansi w'omukono ogw'amaanyi ogwa Katonda alyoka abagulumize ng'obudde butuuse nga mumusindiikirizanga ye okweraliikirirwa kwammwe kwonna kubanga ye ateeka ku mwoyo ebigambo byammwe. Mutamiirukukenga mutunulenga omulabe wammwe Sitaani atambulatambula ng'empologoma ewuluguma ng'anoonya gw'anaalya.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Satani atambulanga ki?
The devil moves like a roaring lion.
Ng'anoonya gw'anaazikiriza.
And he seeks whom he's going to devour.
Gw'anaasula naye mu ggeyeena n'ennyanja
y'omu. Cast him in the lake of fire and hell with him.
So, Roman Empire.
Now the Roman Empire.
Ensolo ey'okuna.
The fourth beast.
Omwagwayo okusigala ng'ogw'empologoma.
His mouth remained like of a lion.
Asigala missions ezimu.
The missions remained the same.
Babylon Empire yali ekola.
The Babylon Empire which it did. The spirit of the devil in that version. Moving nations seeking whom to devour. Whom to devour. These empires or this kingdom. Moving to spread everywhere.
It's
they are seeking for whom to devour.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus.
For
all their ways, they are filled with destruction. But what surprises most, when Roman Empire reached Israel, that which was church, they captured it. And they began to move the dry land and the sea. And they changed one person. After they changed them, they made him a child of hell 2 times.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
It's
not surprised that already had entered church.
You're
going to see it even now, it's there. But when the Lord came,
he
trampled even what was to be like church that destroyed it. And pastors sat in the laws of God and added in them. And others claimed to be so righteous and holy, and they had much sin. Others shed blood, and they say they fought for God.
That
never ended. Even now, those religions are there. All those who are not on the side of God, I will request you to be very careful on this fourth beast, for it's a bit tricky. It's having a lot of trickery.
There's
much wisdom you need to understand.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But Uganda,
they have told us that this false beast, it has a mouth like of a lion.
You've
understood what it means. Who has not understood this? Its mouth to appear like of a lion,
to
bring back all the ways of the Babylon Empire, to worship idols. You didn't sit in the Babylon Empire, had it, even the Roman Empire has it. We shall reach a time we handle one by one. We handle the mouth. We handle every part. And we see whether the Roman Empire it was there. And up now it's still moving on. Praise Jesus, brethren. My question I'm asking, they have shown this beast with 7 heads. But in explaining down, they show us 1 head. Now what I ask, were all the heads of a lion or? All the heads are of a lion, you have to see them. All of them, they pass through them to destroy, to devour people. Those who saw without the 7 heads, you remember. That's why they gather clans, nations, and languages. Remember, they don't want to handle them right now. We had seen them before, but we have to resume them briefly. Concern this head like of a lion, and its mouth of a lion.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Why did you understand why this beast appears like a lion?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Let's briefly get back to Revelation
13.
Revelation 13, verse 2.
N'ensolo gye nalaba yali efaanana ng'engo, n'ebigere byayo nga bya ddubu, n'akamwa kaayo ng'akamwa k'empologoma.
Owulidde bulungi?
Have you heard clear?
Akamwa kaakyo?
Its mouth.
Egeze omutwe guno ogwo nakyo ekitundu kino.
Means the entire head.
Gogwali mitwe gyo gya mpologoma.
The heads are of the lion.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus.
But
the entire portion from the neck downwards.
Okutuke eno.
To reaching the waist, and it's like a leopard. The feet are under the bear. Have you understood it clear? Now remember, when we get back to Daniel,
I'm
going to tell you that the bear was the second beast. And it was a kingdom known as the Medo-Persia.
Roman Empire.
Now the Roman Empire, things of the other three beasts, they joined them to make in the Roman Empire.
Enkola za Satani zeyongera kuba za bulabe.
The ways of the devil move to be very dangerous.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus.
Atudeyo kwa limu Daniel.
Let's get back to Daniel.
Daniel esuleyo musanvu n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Daniel 7 verse 5.
Era laba ensolo endala ey'okubiri yalinganga ddubu.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus.
Ensolo ey'okubiri,
the second beast,
yatumanyinga Medo-Persia,
which we know as Medo-Persia.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. It appeared like a bear.
Wabula ku Roman Empire.
But on the Roman Empire,
batulazenga byebigere.
You have shown us that these are the feet,
ebiri ku nsolo ey'okuna,
which are on the fourth beast.
Ani, ekitegeeza entambula zonna.
It means all the movements
eza Medo-Persia,
of the Medo-Persians.
Ati Roman Empire zeekozesa.
The Roman Empire is what they are using in shedding blood and in destroying children and grandchildren,
tata, mama,
the father,
mama,
mother and the children. Have you understood this clear? Because this board of ours is small, they've given us. We're going to get our big board. How much is it?
You're
going to buy our big board.
You
give your pocket and raise that money. We're going to raise money for that board. And we don't struggle right here.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
I don't
know whether you understand the things, yet you have to understand them. When you don't understand what's moving on, you'll never understand it.
You'll
see as others are seeing outside in the world. You know, people out there know what's moving on.
We're
moving the world with ignorance.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus. But
they
have told us that the fourth beast,
Roman Empire,
known as the Roman Empire, its feet, they are like a bear. They have of a bear.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kitegeza.
It means
enkola za Roman Empire mu kutambula,
the movements of the Roman Empire.
Zitambulide mu nga Medo-Persia we yali.
They moved just as Medo-Persia was.
Abasoma na Medo-Persia.
Those who started with us Medo-Persia.
Edubu mpozi libera okusete. Rine njale zozi kuyiwa musayi na kutagula.
A bear has nails to shed blood and to tear its prey.
Mpozi nechirana.
Even the other.
Ukubara tata, mama na umana bonangu waino kubazi kilisi.
Target the father, mother and the children. Children, they have to destroy them.
Katumarewa na Daniel. Daniel musangu.
Daniel suleyo musangu. Nalu njiri yorokutana.
Daniel 7 verse 5.
Nti, elalala. Ensolo endala ey'okubiri yalinganga eddubu era yali egulumizibwa ku lubiriizi lumu n'embiriizi ssatu zaali mu kamwa kaayo amannyo nga gazikutte ne bagigamba bwe bati nti golokoka olye ennyama ennyingi.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus.
Ndowooza ekyama ky'okuba nti ensolo ey'okuna.
I think the mystery of the fourth beast,
Roman Empire.
The Roman Empire.
Ubugere bwayo, ibigere byayo mabiringe byeddu.
Its feet appear like of a bear.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus.
Amakuru.
The importance.
Ti enkola zoneza Medo-Persia.
All the ways of the Medo-Persian.
Zaga ti mu Roman Empire.
They were joined in the Roman Empire.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus.
Ere mirimu jonna jetwasomako.
And all the works we studied all.
Lwacho gwa kabaka wa Medo-Persia.
Why the kingdom of Medo-Persia?
Wabera oku mulembe gwa kabaka Darius.
That which appeared in the era of King Darius.
Ne Cyrus.
And Cyrus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Zonne nkora.
All their ways.
Ezoku yuwa masaa.
Of shedding blood.
Unyuwa na ukusada hata kona.
Drinking and sacrificing.
Moku sanya o. Tata, mama, no mwana.
Destroying the father, mother and the children.
Roman Empire te yaziva.
The Roman Empire did give up on that. The ways remained moving on. And they entered in what we call the Roman Catholic Church. To to decide for a young child who has no will of themselves, and you put a representative to enroll them in the Catholic Church. Yet the mother and the father, they are right there to bring their child, dedicate the child in the Roman Catholic Church. You think things change much? Handle them a bit slow, but they are filled with much wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
as they explained us of despair, they told us this.
Some
of the few things I can remind you of, get back and request for it to be given you. That second beast, and you get to know it more.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Let's
go to Isaiah and explain us briefly of the bear.
Isaiah 59,
verse 10 to 11.
Isaiah is sura ya 59 n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
Katuvire ddala olw'omusanvu olw'okutegeera.
Isaiah 59 n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Isaiah 59 from verse 7.
Ebigere byabwe biddukambira okugoberera obubi era banguwa okuyiwa omusaayi ogutaliiko musango. Ebirowoozo byabwe birowoozo bya butali butuukirivu.
Don't forget this way.
When
we started at the feet of the bear,
they are
swift as shedding blood to follow unrighteousness. It means the Roman Empire has the fourth beast,
to
have its feet like of the bear. All the ways of the Medo Persians of rushing into shedding blood and following unrighteousness, those who are joined in the Roman Empire.
Isaiah 59
verse 7.
Ebirowoozo byabwe birowoozo bya butali butuukirivu. Okuzika n'okuzikirizibwa kuba mu makubo gaabwe. Ekkubo ery'emirembe tebaalimanya, so mu magenda gaabwe temuli musango. Beekubidde amakubo amakyamu, buli atambulira omwo tamanyi mirembe. Omusango kyeguva gutubeera ewala, so n'obutuukirivu tebututuukako. Tusuubira omusana naye ne tulaba ekizikiza, tusuubira okumasaamasa naye tutambulira mu kifo.
Mulinga okutegeera naye temuli kutegeera bulungi.
Understanding, but there's nothing like much understanding.
Ng'olowooza abantu bakimanyi nti ensolo oba ekintu ekiringa ensolo, omwoyo gwa Setaani ogulinga ensolo gubeera mu maaso n'okubafuga.
You think that people realize that the spirit of the devil is moving on to reign over them?
Bamanyi ki?
They know what?
Yes, we was
raised Jesus.
And enough was to go.
We too were like that.
Right, we was inside the mirror.
We thought the world is peaceful. Yet there was no peace at all.
Come on, face your God.
The Lord Jesus said that truly in this world there is sorrow. We never knew he meant what by saying that in the past season. Right now we understand why.
Isaiah 59,
verse 10.
Tuwa mante chisenge ngaba zibeba maso. We wow. Tuwa mante ngaba batalina maso. Ababalina amaanyi nti mwabo abalina amaanyi tulinganga abafu. Fenna tuwuluguma ng'eddubu ne tuwubaala nnyo nga bakamukuukulu. Tusuubira omusango naye nga tewali, tusuubira obulokozi naye butuli wala.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
Kwe gamba bantu babeera mu bwakabaka obwo.
Now people in this kingdom appear like bears. Just as we told you before, that when we entered church, the Roman Empire, when it entered church, when it passed through the Roman Catholic and it entered church, and they created another beast which has horns like of the Lamb of God. They are not physical horns. We speak of the seven spirits. But this time, this one has two spirits among the seven spirits appear like of God. That's why you've been in churches crying like bears. There is a spirit which falls on you and you make noise.
They
say it's moving. And you
feel
you're crying like a bear. You're going to see them.
We're
still trying to open up your mind. You know, you feel as if your mind is captured, stuck. You have to fight this life to enter. You can explain to another.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But
they have told us all their feet rushed into shedding blood.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
God yes.
Would have seen more in Daniel 7, verse 5.
They
told us he has three ribs. And they were in its tooth.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. But we got explained.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much. These ribs meant what?
Zitegeza Adam.
They made Adam,
Eva,
Eve,
mutabani wa
and their child, their son.
Tata, mama,
father,
mama,
mother, and all the children.
Wanya,
all of them, they need them.
But
when God began to build our bodies, He moved beginning on the ribs.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let's
briefly get back, get a strain of it. Genesis 2.
Genesis 2:21. Mukama Katonda, naletera omuntu otulo tungi, ne yeebaka. Namujjamu olubiriizi lumu, n'azzaawo ennyama mu kifo kyalwo. Mukama Katonda n'azimba olubiriizi lwajje mu muntu okuba omukazi, n'amuleeta eri omuntu. Omuntu n'ayogera nti, ono nno ly'eggumba erivudde mu magumba gange, y'ennyama evudde mu nnyama yange, naye anaayitibwanga mukazi.
Have
you heard?
That's
the rib from my ribs.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But
I've
told us this bear had three ribs.
Satu.
Three. There is the father.
Uliko mama.
There is the mother.
No mwana.
And the children.
For
after this gave birth to a child,
in
Genesis 4,
Adam
spoke like this.
Genesis
4 from verse 1.
Adam n'amanya Kaawa, mukazi we, n'abeera olubuto, n'azaala Kayini, n'ayogera nti, mpeereddwa omusajja eri Mukama.
Yaweereddwa omusajja okuva eri ani?
Is brought forth a man.
Eri Mukama, yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Naye nga twagambye nti bagezaako okubumba omuntu nga bamuggyamu omubiri gwe nga gujjibwa mu lubiriizi.
We told you they tried to mold the human being when the body is gotten from the rib.
So bw'olaba eddubu,
when you see the bear,
nga lirina embirizi satu mu luba,
has three ribs in its jaw,
okulya n'okusaanyaawo,
to eat and to devour.
Tata ne mama n'omwana.
The father, mother and the children.
Kiba kitegeeza ki?
It means what?
Roman Empire.
The Roman Empire.
Ensolo ey'okuna.
The fourth beast.
Okubeera n'ebigere ebiringa
ebyeddubu. Be with feet like of the bear.
Tugamba nti ensolo yonna tesobola labikawo.
These all animals can appear in there.
Eyokubiri.
That second beast.
Naye ng'ate w'eri ekola, ekolera mu Roman Empire.
Around working through the Roman Empire.
Okusaanyawo mama, tata n'omwana.
Father, mother and the children.
Ensolo lwaki bw'ebulukukira mu kifaananyi kyayo?
Reason when it comes out in its image.
Ikimanyiddwa nga Roman Catholic Church.
It's known as the Roman Catholic Church.
Tata,
the
mama,
father,
mwana,
mother and the children.
Bonna balina okwewaayo.
All of them have to give themselves up in it.
Yes, he was
praise you. Jesus.
Era mukwata gw'okwata mutabani.
And if you get your son
oba muwalawo
or your daughter
n'omutwala,
and you take them to the Catholic Church.
Ate olina mmoka kalwamba.
And you have to force them by force, for they have no will to accept by themselves. You put a representative with their heart and he agrees on the behalf of the child. You will be seeing that. Even in the Muslim is there, you have to circumcise the child very early, that they enter to be a Muslim when they are young.
These
things God will tell us a person who believes in their hearts. The beast doesn't accept such things. But in the way of spoiling salvation, there has been a way of finding you on the road. Decide now, be confessing now. That too is not of God.
First,
explain salvation to someone and they decide with their hearts.
But you find yatura, yatura,
be saved. You're dying. Those two, you're going to see those ways. Where they came from.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
The
Roman Empire has moved on to build.
It
has moved on to grow.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But as he explained to us, we were told
its
great part is like of the leopard.
Today to submit.
Let's get back and read.
Daniel 7.
Daniel
7
verse
6.
Daniel 7 verse 6.
Oluvanyuma lwebyo nentunula. Era laba endala ngengo. Yalina ebiwawaatiro ebina. Ebyennyonyi ku mabega gaayo era ensolo yalina n'emitwe ena n'eweebwa okufuga. Tugambiddwa
ez'ensolo essatu zaagattibwa okukolebwa okukola kimanyiddwa nga Roman
Empire
manyiddwa nga ensolo
eyokuna
naye nga batugambye nti kitundutundu
kyayo
ekyensolo eyokuna
manyiddwa
nga Roman Empire
kitundu
kyayo eki kisinga obunene okuva mu bulago
okutuukira
ddala ano mu kiwati
batulaga
nga erina amabala ng'ageo okugamba nti kati wano
the Greek Empire
ate nayo yali yegasigamba kyagattibwamu enkola zonna eza Greek Empire.
All the ways of the Greek Empire were recruited in the Roman Empire.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
N'okwekuumira mu mabala n'okulwanisa ekkanisa
entukunakyo
ne kigenda mu maaso.
In the sports and to fight the rightful church, it's still moving on.
Katusomeko wano Yeremia.
Let's read in Jeremiah 13.
Yeremia isura ey'ekumi n'essatu n'olunyiriri.
Jeremiah 13:23.
Gamba. Chomwisopia ayinza okuwanyisa omubiri gwe obango amabala gaayo. Kale nammwe muyinza okukola obulungi abamanyira okukola obubi.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bakugambye ensolo eno.
They have said this piece.
Eyokuna.
Of the third.
Manyiddwa nga Roman Empire.
Known as the Roman Empire.
Mutundundu gwayo gusinga gulinga gwango.
Its great part is like of the leopard.
N'amabalabala gaayo.
Even its spots.
Kugamba boku kuma bantu nga balina amabala n'enfunyiro.
These are to keep people with spots and wrinkles.
Okunyweza enamba lukaga kaga mukaga.
To hold the number 666.
Pozi n'okusanyawo ekkanisa ey'abatukuvu.
And to destroy the church of the saints.
Kubanga ye Mukama waffe agenda kunona ekkanisa.
For Christ is coming back for the church.
Etalina bbala newankubadde olufunyiro.
Which has no spot nor wrinkle.
Nga bwe twawulira mu Efeso essuula eno ey'okutaano.
Like we had in Ephesians 5.
Tugendeyo tulabe.
Let's go and see.
Efeso essuula ey'okutaano. N'olunyiriri Efeso essuula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu ettaano.
Ephesians 5:25.
Agamba nti abasajja mwagalenga bakazi bammwe era nga Kristo bwe yayagala ekkanisa ne yeewaayo ku lwayo alyoke agitukuze ng'amaze okugirongoosa n'okuginaaza n'amazzi mu kigambo alyoke agyereetere yennyini ekkanisa ey'ekitiibwa nga terina bbala newankubadde olufunyiro newankubadde kyonna ekifaanana nga bino naye ebeera entukuvu eteriiko bulema.
Yes, yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nsubira waliwo byeyongedde okubikulira.
I expect that things have gotten revealed more.
Kunsolo eno eyokuna.
On this fourth beast.
Yes, yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus so much.
Manyiddwa nga Roman Empire.
It's known as the Roman Empire.
Ebintu by'okulabika nga amabara gasigarawo,
the things to appear that spots remain,
n'enfunyiro,
even the wrinkles,
osobola okunyweza number 6
to be able to hold number 666,
okulwanisa ekkanisa entukuvu,
fight the holy church,
abaana ba Katonda,
the children of God.
Kino bwe yatondawo ekifaananyi kyayo,
this when whether their image,
yes, yebazibuli,
praise Jesus so much.
Ikimanyidwa Roman Catholic Church,
which is known as the Roman Catholic Church.
Mu 312,
in 312,
ekkanisa entuufu yo baagirwanisizawo,
the rightful church was immediately fought,
ne bazimba St. Peter Basilica in Vatican,
and they built St. Peter Basilica in Vatican,
okubeera ekkanisa,
to be a church.
Olubatandika okugikyusa okuva mu bantu,
they began to change it from the people,
abalina okuba ekkanisa etalina bbala newankubadde,
were meant to be a church without spot nor wrinkle,
n'ejjedda mu kizimbe,
and it came into a building,
nekiyoyotebwa nnyo n'ezaabu,
and it was furnished well with gold,
ng'era enkola za Babiloni bwe zaali,
just as the way of Babylon was,
ez'okukozesa nnyo zaabu,
of using so much gold.
Yesu yabazibu,
praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga njja kusaba,
but I will request you,
obeere mwegendereza mu kusoma ebigambo bino,
careful in reading these words,
n'okubuuza ekibuuzo
kyonna, ask any question,
ekigwa mu awo otategedde ku nsolo eno,
which lies where you've not understood on this beast.
Yesu yebazibu,
praise Jesus.
Waliwo atasobola kankana okwasaganya nsolo eyo,
is there anyone who cannot handle and connect this beast,
lwaki erina omumwa gwa mpologoma,
why it has a mouth of a lion,
olugero olw'eddubu,
the feet of a bear,
n'obutuntundu okulinga,
and its portion appearing like a leopard?
What do I achieve?
Is anyone lacking in it?
Look at our younger magazine.
Remember, we're moving to higher wisdom now. If you've not understood this so far,
then
hard move on, understand the wisdom next coming. I'm requesting to be enlightened on the wings which were on this beast.
We can
see the wings.
Those
involved the heliplanes and the
rockets
connecting with the fallen angels in the space.
That's
why I don't want to join others onto this.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Those
weights reached is gone in science, the fallen angels.
They have
come mixed with children of men.
Yet
they pass through the flying.
There
are those flying using powers,
and
they fly disappear in the space.
And there are
those using rockets these days.
That
iron may mix with clay.
We have
to see all those ahead.
So, now,
wings, you first put it aside. You prove me you have understood so far. Those three first parts on this fourth beast. Praise the name of the Lord. Maybe to correct in my notes.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. If you're out, you've not understood, you ask.
You there,
you fear and you threaten over your life.
For
no one is even going to beat you over that.
That's
why have you asked? No one will ask you why you understood.
But
we want to understand.
Let's
expect all of us have understood.
We are going to
put that phase aside, move on ahead.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we told you,
all
parts you see on that beast, we have to explain them. But most of all, is to first understand that this first beast,
the Roman Empire,
joined its first three versions of beasts.
Babylon,
the one of the Babylon,
Medo-Persia,
the one of Medo-Persia, and the Greek. All if their ways they were enrolled in the Roman Empire. It's all the spirit of the devil.
But
coming, changing its versions and its ways.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Manifest
that spirit or the kingdom in the people. The kingdom of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
want to first move on ahead a little. How did this beast get a wound? For the show, this beast, the fourth beast, it got a wound of the swords. You want to first see how it got the wound. We've gone back to Revelation 13. Revelation
13,
verse
3.
Yes, praise Jesus. He saw this beast. And he had been pierced on one head. And it had a wound on one head.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But they tell us that wound is of the sword. We want to know how it got it. Here we've known it's the kingdom of the devil. And when did it get the wound of the sword? Help you understand the things in their depth.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much. Revelation 13, verse 3.
Nendaba, Omtegumu, Omitejayo, the Kufumiti Dokfa, Nature, the Chokfa Nichuona, Nisizuna, Nizikovid in Soleo, Gazeunia.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
And so then,
this beast,
Yafuna,
it got a wound.
Nature,
the church, and the wood is of the sword.
But
it says,
that
the wound eventually
heals.
Going to take us time to see its healing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For the things we are studying in, they are what involves the healing getting coming to pass.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But in Revelation 13, there is a beast which came in place. Let's first get Revelation 13. I want to first show you this sword. The sword of the word. Which was able to bring this wound. Let's see verse
14. Nerimba abatula ku nsi olw'obubonero bwe yaweebwa okukola mu maaso g'ensolo. Ng'egamba abatula ku nsi okukolera ensolo ekifaananyi erina ekiwundu eky'ekitala n'ebinnamu.
Tubadde
tusinga okwagala
okunoonya.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. Revelation 13, verse 3. This beast got a wound on one of its heads.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. But the problem, we had not realized how the sword come. Now in verse
14,
Revelation 13:14. That the wound was of the sword.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But who cut it? How was the sword?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So
what we want to get explained first before we go ahead.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
The
sword is of the word of God. According to Hebrews 4:12. Let's read and hear.
Bibulani esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri agamba Abibulaniya esula yakuna olunyiriri lwa kumi n'ebbiri.
Hebrews 4 from verse 12.
Kubanga ekigambo kya Katonda kiramu era kikozi era kisala okusinga buli kitala kyonna eky'obwogi obubiri era kiyitamu n'okwawula nekyawula obulamu n'omwoyo ennyingo n'obusomyo era kyangu okwawula okulowooza n'okufumiitiriza okw'omu mutima.
Yes, we
have praise Jesus so much.
Ekitala,
the sword,
ekigambo kya
Katonda, of the word of God.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Ebiro kigambo kya Katonda we yajjira ku nsi
kuno. The seasons the word of God came on this world.
Okwambala omubiri,
to clothe flesh.
Alamisiwe gye tuli.
To appear to us.
The Roman Empire yali efuga.
Truly the Roman Empire was the one governing.
Era nga kyewuunyisa.
It is surprising.
Nti yali etukudde ddala mu Isirayiri
yonna. That it had reached all Israel.
Ngefugayo.
And they were reigning over there. And they had a representative called Caesar there.
Kaisari.
Caesar.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Nabainayo mubaka wabo.
And they had the representative there.
Representing
who represented their leader. And things which were decided in Israel at then, the Roman Empire was the one deciding them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But the Lord Jesus, the real sword which came to inflict a wound onto this beast, which is known as the Roman Empire.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why it's written in John 1:14, the word of God is this double-edged sword.
He
lost flesh and appeared to us. Let's read there.
Yokani sura soka ulinyirirwa 14 agamba
John 1:14
kigambo nafuka omubiri kigambo nayambala omubiri nabera jetuli nitulabe ekitibwa kye ekitibwa ngecho oyo eyazalibwa omu yekka kitaffe ngajjudde ekisa n'amazima.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Ekitali ekyaleetwa ekiwundo ku nsolo,
the sword which brought a wound on this beast,
wabwe tumanyinga Roman Empire,
or what we know as the Roman Empire,
nsolo eyokuna,
the fourth beast,
ekitali ekyo mukama waffe
that sword is the Lord Jesus himself,
ekigambo kya Katonda,
the word of God,
ekitali ekyobwojo
double-edged sword.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
When they
said the beast got a wound, someone is going to cut it or pierce it. But the birth of the Lord Jesus brought a very big problem upon the Roman Empire. Even up to today, it is coming out to reign open. It's still fearing this sword. But the problem is come. This time is not a sword to bring just a wound, but to totally destroy the entire beast, the kingdom of the devil itself.
Yes, he was even.
Praise Jesus. For all their reigning, they are
beats.
The sword affected me so much. You know the head which got masked a problem?
It's
the political head. Yes.
It's
what was affected most. Remember, it reigned in the entire world. And it was open. Most think it was affected the spiritual head. It was the political head which was most affected.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
For they
thought he has come as king reign over the world.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But was not to reign on the world. He was the best in heaven.
To
reign in heavens and earth having authority.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But what you have to first understand, that truly
is great.
The sword or the wound of the beast gods. The wound of the sword of the beast gods. It's the wound of the word of God. The sword of the word of God. That is the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And his coming,
it
made Roman Empire retard so much. Even that it could not be able to openly manifesting the people, but they had to make an image rather, which is known as the Roman Catholic Church, that it will pass through that and its wound will be healed, the wound of the political
place.
But you think are not the ones reigning now? Roman Empire, is it not reigning now? On Trump and the Pope, who has much authority? I don't know how you see things.
Yes, we was.
Praise Jesus. Things are like that. But we have to look at that thing with carefulness, to reach it, to see it, and come to pass and complete it, finished. Most people say, why is it the head of his began to see the right church, the right Christ and his church, and the false Christ and their churches? Remember the other, this beast is the one with the spots, those which fight the holy church, which is not meant to have spots nor wrinkle.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But we've been explained that this beast, it ever got a wound. Now it's fear. It first made an image aside. And it hid behind the image.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
It
passed through that to heal its wound gradually. But as we told you, that is
true,
which brought the wound on his beast.
Oh,
the kingdom of the Romans.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
That's the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
The word of God.
Yes.
Is the sword.
Yes.
And remember,
yes,
though he had moved,
yes,
and he had gone,
yes,
he had already remained in the apostles,
yes,
and he passed through his words. And the scroll, and the battle remained moving on. Like he explained like this,
that
this scroll of the book speaks of him. Means the apostles moved on to be in Jesus, and his words abiding in them, and they moved on to become a more powerful sword. Totally harm this fourth beast, which is known as the Roman Empire.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Let's
see in John.
John 5:39.
John chapter 5:39. Muno nyamubia wandikiwa kubanga mumuro uzanti mubio.
Praise Jesus. All scriptures, they mean the word of God, the Lord Jesus, who close place and appear to us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And before he appeared in flesh, he first came in the scroll by which was written about.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Like he explains in Hebrews, Hebrews 10 verse 6, and down, he said this.
Hebrews 10
verse
6. Ebyokebwa, ebiramba, n'ebiweebwayo olw'ekibi. Nendyoka njogera nti laba nzize mu muzingo ogw'ekitabo ekyampandiikibwako okukola by'oyagala ayi Katonda. Bw'ayogera waggulu nti saddaaka n'ebiweebwayo n'ebyokebwa ebiramba n'ebiweebwayo olw'ebibi tewabyagala so tewabisiima. Ebyo bye biweebwayo ng'amateeka bwe gali. N'alyoka ayogera nti laba nzize okukola by'oyagala ajjawo ekyolubereberye.
Yes, praise Jesus. He gave me the scroll by which it was written about. This is the Bible we are holding. It's the reason up to today it's moving on to be called the word of God. Yes, we speak of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now the apostles,
Paul,
mostly Apostle Paul, he went at the base in the Rome. And it began salvation there. And it began to stir up the wound more.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
The
wound of the political head. In the political head. And it messed it up more.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. As he used the sword of the word of God.
Yes.
The Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Came in the scroll by which was written about. That's where the secret
is
going to be seen. And they make the image to create and put in place the Roman Catholic Church, to be able to hide the Roman Empire behind.
They
had to first capture scriptures, the Bible, and they hide it. That was the sword which had become a problem to them.
To
bring back the Bible to be explained just as we are today.
Coming
back, it's a sword which cuts from an empire to finish.
What
is what we call the Dark Ages. God, the Bible, withdrew it from the people. And the one who read it, they killed that person.
This
is a powerful sword
to be able
to destroy the Roman Empire
in
its image,
Roman Catholic,
the Roman Catholic, and all religions under it. For you have got lost in children of God. You don't know what's moving on in there. It's just the religions in the world. This with horns like a lamb of God.
The
salvation
we expect,
too, we must destroy that beast.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
That's why
we don't need physical powers. The sword is of the word of God.
God
has come back as it did before.
It's
time to destroy totally the entire beast.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
That's
why I told him yesterday, don't bring out axes.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
For
right now, the light of the sword of the word of God is lighting.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. But Apostle Paul, after they had filled the words of Christ in them, and they too had become swords,
he entered
Rome where the beast is best.
And
the Lord Jesus met him, told him,
I
have chosen you, sent you in the Gentiles. Go at the rightful base.
And
stir up this wound more. But let me tell you something. In Rome, there has ever been salvation. But they destroyed it.
There
was salvation they have never ever planned. No apostle, neither a prophet, who went to plant the Roman Catholic on his world. But the one who had gone in Rome took their salvation. And the foundation of salvation is what was in Rome. But they faked something in there. And they created the image of the beast. The image of the Roman Empire, the Roman Catholic.
This
is not a joke.
You
be out there arguing with your falsehoods.
But
the truth, salvation is what was in Rome, and we are going to read it in the Bible.
But
the one they say he was sent to plant there, salvation. It was changed. And they brought in Peter, yet Paul was the one they sent in Rome. But the Peter in Rome is not the real Peter.
Jupiter,
Jupiter, the God of the Romans.
Peter,
it's not Peter they sent in Rome. Apostle Paul, but they fear him. Because he wrote an entire book of the Romans. He told them he took God to them and they moved on to worship idols. They fear Apostle Paul.
That's right.
When they built
Saint Peter,
Saint Jupiter Basilica
church.
Is a church. They didn't build the one of Paul.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now you have to be very careful. You have seen things thinking they were like that. Was it like that, brethren? God said things different. And what is around is different. Let's read Acts 28. Acts 28 from verse 14.
Okumala wamu nabo ennaku musanvu. Awo bwe tutyo ne tutuuka e Ruumi.
Baatuuka wa?
E Ruumi.
Ani ono gwe twogera?
Who is this we speak of?
Twogera ku ntuma Paulo.
We speak of Apostle Paul.
Ne batuuka e Ruumi.
And they reached Rome.
Katuwulire ebyaliyo.
Let's see what happened in Rome.
Bikulaba batuma essuula ey'28, olunyiriri lw'15.
Acts 28:15.
Abooluganda bwe baawulira ebigambo byaffe ne bavaayo okutusisinkana mu katale ka Apiyo ne mu bisulo ebisatu. Pawulo bwe yabalabako ne yeebaza Katonda n'aguma omwoyo. Bwe twayingira mu Ruumi
ku
kitebe kyennyini Roman Empire we yali
esinze where the Roman Empire base
era n'olwaleero weekiri
even today the base is there
kali wano Vatican wano
they are here at the Vatican. Problems have begun to increase in the world of darkness. Light is spreading in there, it's begun. You know light to enter in your own dwelling. Now they have to tie around this hindering, but it's spreading into you. Now it's just begun. It began to enter in the darkness. The one they stayed in Rome is not Peter. They set their Paul. Now they fear him. Because of one reason. The church she wrote about in scriptures.
It's not
a building they were meant to be people. What I want to know there. As we are still Catholics, they explained that thing to us. For they told us, Peter is the one who got to be a heir of Jesus. That is the one he gave the keys to build his church on. And when you preach to a Catholic, they tell you they gave the keys of the church. When he told you that you're the rock. We are going to understand everything.
Yes, we are.
Praise Jesus.
We
build on the foundations of the apostles and the prophets. And the chief cornerstone is Christ. If Peter is one stone brought, Peter means rock. But that rock is Christ. Apostle Peter himself. First Peter chapter 2:3-5. As we go to the living stone, onto the living rock, Christ Jesus.
Nothing
as living stone, we build on him. You build on me, Peter. I told you where things are heading. Light is going to spread in deep here.
Whenever
you ask, you are going to fish deep in there. See things how they came happening. That's why you religious man before act mad, sit down to hear what the Bible says. Get out of
the
stories, want to hear what the word of God says.
It's
not abusing religions and beliefs, but we tell you how darkness appears
and
how the light of understanding appears. But we told you, religion is a character.
They
may be good or bad character. There are even beliefs and also faith. Beliefs are the ones people invented as they connive with the devil. But faith is on hearing the word of God. As written in Romans 10:17, the rightful faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. If you want to get from the belief and you enter faith,
sit
down and hear the word of God. They have told us in Acts, who entered Rome. Let's move on to read.
Acts 28:16.
They even watched over the guarded him, for the beast was much on him. The Apostle Paul wanted the Spirit made him speak and he said, we fought with the beast. Who remembers where we read that? Let's read and we hear. They entered and wrestled with the beast very well.
1 Corinthians 15:32.
He wasn't alone as him. He had the word of God, which is a sword. But they fought with the beasts. No physical beasts. They fought with the Roman Empire. The fourth beast.
He
entered at its base. And the battle began.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's repeat that verse.
There
are those who are asking, is it that Paul fought with a beast?
First Corinthians 15:32.
We shall see how we took it ahead. But fighting with the beast known as Roman Empire, the fourth beast, it happened officially. And the wound exceeded to be worse. That's why when he was in Rome, he was guarded by soldiers of the Romans. And they did a mistake again. They are the ones who had trained him. First, when he served the beasts, and he passed through the Sadducees and the Pharisees. He was serving the beast that was quick at killing. We are going to see. But when God changed him like that, it was quick at enrolling people in truth. Apostle Paul, he had the feet of a bear serving a beast. He in shedding blood. And when you fear, he says, put all his clothing upon me. And the thought was serving God. Now many of you in religions where you are, you thought you have been serving God, yet you're serving the kingdom of the devil, the beast, the Roman Empire, which has the spirit, the unrighteousness. We've gone back to Acts.
Acts 28:17. Nebagala okunsumulula kubanga tewali nsonga jendi ya kunzisa naye Abayudaaya bwe baagaana nempalirizibwa okujjira Kayisaali singa alina ekigambo okuloopa eggwanga lyaffe kale olw'ensonga eyo mbayise okundaba n'okwogera nange
yali ali e Roma bamulibakatuusa e Roma
as they reached Rome.
wali yaba yudaya bali bali
they were Jews who were in the wrong
naba itira mwensonga ezimu gobesezo
and he told him the reasons why they have chased him from the Jerusalem
okuva mu Yerusalemu
from Jerusalem
ninga tukireno yali mission ya Mukama.
Remember this was God's mission
ono okuyingira e Roma
Paul to enter in Rome
era boda ye mabegako
when you get back briefly
nga bali ku kizinga
while on the island
yamugamba abasajja abo boli nabo
he told him those men you are with
bakuwa de mugende litandika mulimu
I have given you go start working there
mu Roma yenyini
the Rome itself
yamugamba eti uje ndikuwa de mugenda tandika mulimu
I've given you an army that you're going to begin a work in there
era si mutume Peter yatandika mulimu e Roma
not apostle Peter who began a work in Rome
yatandika mutufi yamutume Paul
the rightful person who began is apostle Paul
na hiyo amuti owenjiri yalimo muliro
ogwo ya him by the gospel which had a fire in it
ngate basobola mweri bika mune balete ensoro ya
and they could not hide in Paul to bring their beast through him
welcome to Rome
the kingdom of the Romans
omoyo gwa satan
the spirit of the devil
ngura bisibwa mu bantu
manifest the people to reign
baada ya nyoko mangi injili yali yisusu muliro ogwoja
much for the gospel had become much a consuming fire
ngaka nabe kwate kupita
they wanted to hold on to Peter
na si Peter omutufu
not the rightful Peter
ngai Jupiter
this is Jupiter
atonda omukuba katonda abasatu abaroma abasingo kwa mama
major gods of the Romans
yes we have
praise Jesus
atugena manya ekizikize chimaze emyaka mingi
god sim darkness which spent many years in this world
yes we have
praise Jesus
baba nachanga okunde mahomo
I don't know where they will find me to cut my head off
naiba ndimukuma chimanya temuja na kumara
you will not even be able to handle
kwanga wechiberera wecho mali nokude Yerusalemu
for ibira
habe biro bijja kuba bituse butu
the seasons would have reached
manje tutabura ne guarantee je mutana
you know
kuri na guarantee
we have a guarantee of heading home back
kuvura bo sana te kututisha kuongera
this life not fear to speak of it
amazima
the truth
atisebo mkuru owechikibwa papa
in honorable pope
nebandamu
and your colleagues
muna amadini mwenna
together with all religions
tubashamu ekitibwa nga abantu abakuru
we honor you as elder people
na yeko chikwaragane chizikize
tubashamu chitibwa darkness we don't honor at all
okujja kwa musano gwechigambo
cha katonda the light of the word of god
nokutegira
amina
ejo chicho okubashamu ekitibwa nga abantu abakuru
yebera akuru munsimu elder people in the world we do that we honor you
na yebi no byetu nyonyoka biri mazima gwechigambo cha katonda
we get explain that in the word of god as
mba mwagoro okwakana muimuke mugambe fetch bible twagiva ko
if you want to argue stand declare we abandon and give up on the bible
era tukora byetu wagala
and we do what we want
nibwe kibanga muchakiriza bible
if you still believe the bible
tusoma masana gwayo
we read the light in it
okutubulire byamazima we be
tell us how truth is
obanga mamwabo sibo bajjajja
if you are confused by your forefathers
ochali ne kiso subulo kwatu
lobulo kwatu just to confess rightful salvation
ori nyali amkama afi
in the name of the Lord Jesus
amen
atwe yongere ikola batume
move on acts
dikola batume sule ya 28 Nalo nyirido lwabi
Acts 28 verse 20.
Ti kalo olwensongeyo bayiso okundaba nokugera nange. Kubanga olwesubi lya Isirayiri nsibiddwa n'olujegere luno. Bone bamugamba nti fe so tetuweebwanga baluwa. So tetuweebwanga baluwa bigambo byo okuva mu Buyudaaya. So tewali kuba oluganda eyayazze natubulira obango oyogera ekigambo ekibi kugwe oba nayogera ekigambo ekibi kugwe netwagala okuwulira okuva gyoli byolowooza kubanga ebigambo ebyekizikiza kubanga ebigambo ebyenzikiriza eno tumanyi nti kiweebwa wonna wonna
mbali enzikiriza y'obulokozi
the sect of salvation
mbali bagiwera wonna wonna
that they were abolishing it everywhere
bikulaba tuma 28
23
nebamulaga ennaku nebajja bangi gyali mu kisulo n'abanyonyola ng'ategeeza obwakabaka bwa Katonda era ng'abakkirizisa ebigambo bya Yesu mu mateeka ga Musa ne mu bya bannabbi
byonna ekigambo ndoozo owulira bwe yali akikutte
how we handled the words
mateka ga Musa
the laws of Moses and from the prophets
ne Kristo yali abalekedde
na Christ is left holding him
injili yobakabaka bakatonda
the gospel of the kingdom of God
bakabaka bo
the kingdom of heaven
pos Roman empire yekulira injili
the Roman empire preaches what gospel
ba Roman Catholic
or the Roman Catholic
bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Is it the kingdom of God?
Waje musomo.
Praise the name of the Lord. I saw their baptism, they baptized you enter into the Catholic Church. In the flock of Jesus of the Catholic Church. Now these things are amazing.
Not
that the Protestants do not preach the kingdom of God. They totally abandoned the gospel. I told you, as we go to see the image, you may find all religions within that. What surprises somebody to which has been this era has enrolled in that
church.
The gospel of the kingdom of heaven was based upon the into financial gospel.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus.
Let's
move on. Apostle Paul reaches the base of the beast.
Roma.
In Rome. And you have to be careful. You know, if you look at the St. Peter Basilica in Rome, you see something on the top of the mosque and it is having a circular appearance. Even at the Basilica, St. Peter, they have it up there. You will see these things where they end. All religions in one umbrella. Even born against them, we get corrupted more. You too now register in the religious council. Let the light shine, okay?
Acts 28, verse 23.
He was in the gospel of the kingdom. Their come is to the Rome. The gospel of the kingdom of God.
Acts 28:24. Nebagenda. Paulo bwe yamala okwogera ekigambo kimu nti Omwoyo Mutukuvu yagamba bulungi bajjajjammwe mu nnabbi Isaaya ng'agamba nti genda eri abantu bano oyogere nti okuwulira muwulira.
Ati n'abibajjirayo. And he brought it out for them.
Abigamba Abayudaaya yali asinganye mu Roma.
He tells to the Jews he had fought in Rome.
Acts 28:26. N'okutegeera n'omutima gwabwe n'okukyuka nze okubawonya. Kale mutegeere nti obulokozi bwa Katonda buno buweerezebwa abamawanga nabo balibuwulira. Bwe yayogera ebigambo ebyo Abayudaaya ne bagenda nga bawakana nnyo bokka na bokka.
Yabagamba obulokozi bwali bugiddwayo okuva mu
Israeli.
Jerusalem.
In the Jerusalem. And the base was put in Rome. And it's salvation. But now what's coming out of there? And what happened? The beast made an image there. And it made it a religion. The Roman Catholic. Even the foundations were changed. The one who was sent to put it there, they didn't consider him. You know the way Jupiter told them, the God of the Romans, the way it could appear like Paul was a bit far. But if he matched with Peter, it was a bit easy and quick. This pregatory thing, he hid himself in Paul, that they call Pluto, the God of the Romans, another God. And they also put Neptune there. They were three.
It's very serious.
People know nothing, they think things are clear. They brought wrong ones. That the three gods, their trinity, is false.
Yes,
praise you. See, they have captured all nations. That image has made people worship the real beast.
Acts 28:30. Ataziyizibwa. Nti nabuliranga obwakabaka bwa Katonda era ng'ayigirizanga n'obugumu bwonna ebigambo bya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo n'ataziyizibwanga.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Yamala Roma.
He spent in Rome.
Paka kuva mobili.
Till he died, he checked out of the body.
Ng'abulira njiri yaki.
As he preached the gospel of salvation there.
Na ye.
But the other day, we want to ask, did they send Peter up in Rome? We
are
to see all that.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. The other, Peter put in
Rome.
Did they crucify Peter turned upside down? That is all fake, it's not there. The drama of those men. John was put in a pivot of oil, boiled oil.
Stephen
is stoned and
is
being taken out of the body. Go to wait for his apostle to be put in a pivot of oil.
And
the beast is there to blaspheme the saint, as they say. When you preach, you'll be surprised of this world and the drama within it. If they can't do that, Apostle Peter began salvation in Rome. Yet they sent there Apostle Paul. That first give you light to see. Understand everything they are doing is falsehood. When we begin, we shall ask ourselves a question. Who was sent to Rome, the right person? Is it Paul or Peter? After that, we shall get the image of the beast. The Roman Catholic began how? It's the image of the beast. After that, we have to bring back the beast of the two horns. For that beast existed before.
abatume nayo baalwanaganako
ne apostles to fought it before.
Those demons
which prophesied they fought with. Brought it basing in America. In the era of the apostles, it was there. And it had prophets. The relatives of this man in Mulago. The
Simons,
who were amazing the world by then.
Both
beasts appeared and were there those days.
But
in the wound getting healed, one was the first to get back.
And
passed through the image of the other. And made people worship the original beast. Worked miracles
still.
What we are going to see. God bless you. Let's wait the other time. Tomorrow, the God of Heaven.